48 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday, 6th day of May.
It is.
Guess who's back in the saddle?
I'm here.
James Timberlake back in this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
How about this weather, huh?
It's muggy.
So if people are experiencing some issues with some of our stations and such, it's because we've lost a phase of power.
We can only do so much without electricity.
Yeah. We didn't lose all of it, but we've what we call, there's, let me give you a brief introduction. There's three.
Go ahead, Tesla.
Three phases of power that we need to operate our transmitters on the mountain. We lost a phase, and when you lose a phase, it causes issues.
Yep.
But we're still on, maybe on reduced power on some instances, but we're still on with our stations, our trusty IT team got us going. So if you experience some intermittent outages or whatever, and I'd also like to point out to people too, James, like if they're listening to us on the FM side, 103.9, which a lot of people do. If we ever lose power, which we did this morning for a while, you can tune over to KROE AM and still get our stations, okay? So I just want to make that known for everyone. Just because we may be off on the FM side does not necessarily mean we're off on the AM side. So, in usually most cases, we are on.
On the AM side.
On the AM side.
The FM transmitter is on the mountain. Our AM transmitter is here.
Exactly. There you go. Probably
welcome to radio.
the web of technical that we all have. So
there's not enough stuff that can go wrong.
Yeah. So if you are experiencing some things, that's what's going on. And I know MDU is working on restoring our full phase of power.
To be fair, first time we've had that problem in a while.
Yeah, we haven't had that. Oh, probably the snow. We got some heavy wet snow.
But even then,
up there.
Like last time, what did we even have that issue during the winter at any point? I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
About that. We got lucky.
It just depends.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's the 6th day of May. Bob Seger, birthday today. The old Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, 80 years of age today. And George Clooney, 64 today. Mm. 1840, England introduces its first postage stamp.
We've had a couple of those in the past few weeks.
Yeah, and they immediately raised the
price. Somebody did it the first time, and they were like, well, let's try this.
And they immediately raised the price. No.
Yeah.
1851, Dr. John Faraday receives a patent for a refrigeration machine.
Mm. Cool.
I like it.
Still being used today.
Yes.
And by the way, George Clooney, birthday, 64.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing a role of Edward R. Murrow, who's a... very famous news anchor.
Yes.
And he had to dye his hair for it. It looks so bad. So bad. George Clooney's one of those guys where I'm like, he never needs to dye his hair because the salt and pepper look works just perfectly for him.
Yeah.
So he has his hair dyed just jet black. And I'm like, this looks so bad because that's what Edward R. Murrow looked like. He had jet black hair.
Right.
It looks awful.
Yeah.
Never want to see it again. Hey, the sooner that movie's done with, including you go back to the salt and pepper, I'm happy.
Okay. I like it. 1860, the Olympic Club, the first athletic club in the U.S., is founded on this date, 1860. 1889, the Paris Exposition formally opens, featuring the just-completed Eiffel Tower.
Mm. And the French hated it.
1915, Babe Ruth hits his first Major League home run.
Wow. What year was that? 1915?
1915.
Wow.
Who did he play for?
The Boston Red Sox.
I figured you'd know that one.
And then they traded him for basically $100, and the rest was history.
What do you got in your pocket?
Yeah, pretty much. It was and the curse of the Bambino lived on for another 100 years.
Yes, it did. Today is International No Diet Day, James.
No diet, international basically, no diet day?
Basically, I call it cheat day.
Yeah, eat whatever you want day. Why not? I kind of did that yesterday, to be fair.
Did you? What was your day off? Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
No, I didn't care. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a cheat day.
With a big smile on my face.
There's nothing wrong with a cheat day.
Mm-mm. To be fair, though, after I ate it, I was like, oh, that was too much. After I ate what I did eat, I was like,
right?
I shouldn't have done that.
You know, you and I have been really on the health kick.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
For quite some time. And I splurged and did a pizza not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Good pick.
I know. I hadn't had this kind of pizza for a long time. It was really good. And the thing with it is, I ordered a large.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Slam the whole thing.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm like you. I only ate a couple, two, three pieces. And then after about two and a half pieces, I'm like, I'm really starting to get full here. I shouldn't have done this. Anyway, so then I lived on the leftover pizza for the next,
exactly.
You know?
That's the great thing about pizza. You can have it for a long time.
One thing for me on a cheat day, after a cheat day, I tend to really get back after it again.
Yeah.
You know? So it's okay to have a cheat day. So I did the math with pizza.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Okay. Pizza is a circle, right? Most pizzas are in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the area of a circle increases with the square of the radius, okay? So, for example, a 16-inch pizza is actually four times as big as an 8-inch pizza.
Right.
Okay. So no pizza place is going to charge you four times as much from an 8-inch to a 16-inch. So buy the bigger pizza.
Well, give it time.
It's a better deal. Buy the bigger pizza. But the thing that is a problem about buying a bigger pizza is that you got to still eat the same amount. Don't just because you bought a big pizza doesn't mean you have to eat the entire thing.
So if you're going to have two slices of the medium, maybe one slice of the large.
Right.
And so on and so forth.
So go for the big pizza. Don't buy the little one.
You get the biggest pizza you can.
And I ate
forever.
That thing for almost a week.
I know. They can last forever.
It did.
It's a great part.
It's like, man alive. I'd have one piece,
forever.
You know, every night. I've bought one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dang. So, what kind of pizza do you like?
I'm a pepperoni man forever.
Oh, that's right. You're
forever. If you're, I have,
mushroom.
You know my saying. If you're a pizza place, your number one goal should be to make a good pepperoni pizza. Your starting goal.
Yeah.
There's not a more
kind
classic.
Of the basic pizza.
Exactly. If you don't have that down. Don't even move on to the other ones.
Yeah, like cheese, hamburger, mushrooms, olives.
That's a lot for me. Too much stuff on it.
Yeah.
Pizza's easy.
Okay.
All right. I'll do a supreme every now and again, though.
There
bell peppers, the black olives, pepperoni, sausage, but not very often.
Okay. All right. Now we've made everybody hungry for pizza tonight.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Nothing like pizza at 7:55 in the morning.
Cheat day today, so go ahead and cheat if you want to. It is National Concert Day.
Sure.
Speaking of concerts, Dr. Eric Richards is going to be on Public Pulse from Sheridan College. We'll find out what's going on.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing on National Concert Day. Tourist Appreciation Day. Oh, we appreciate our tourists. Yeah, come on in.
Need
a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. Need them big time.
Yeah. No Homework Day because it's also National Teacher Day. So the teachers should take pity on the students. No Homework Day. Man alive,
I think
James.
Today is an in-service day? I don't know. I don't even know why I'm bringing that
today.
Up.
No, I don't think
so. Oh, yeah,
so.
It's a Tuesday. They wouldn't do it today.
No. Mattel says prices are going to be increasing on toys coming soon.
Right.
Like Barbie, Hot Wheel cars.
As expected.
Jeez. Everything's going up. Price of toys. Bill Belichick reportedly taking a step back from his relationship with his 24-year-old girlfriend. Hey.
Oh, man. There is a whole...
I don't even want to get into that. That's
a
whole People Magazine story.
To
I
be
know,
unpacked
right?
there. It's actually very interesting.
Oh, man. I know.
There's a lot going on there that I don't think we have any idea.
Yeah, or do I want to know? Me personally.
I think it's interesting. There's
that
there's
Bill
interesting
and
aspects
to that. 24-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah, there's a lot of... It's just kind of the vibes you're getting out of it are just kind of odd. They did the whole CBS Sunday Morning interview, and that was really weird. The whole vibe from that was very odd.
It did get weird.
It was.
I didn't see it, but I heard.
There's something going on there.
Okay, whatever.
Something going on there.
Okay, James.
That we're unaware of.
All right, James. We all know the advice for healthy teeth: brush twice daily, don't eat too much sugar. So why do those of us following these instructions find we sometimes need a filling when we visit the dentist? I don't have a filling at all.
I haven't had a filling in years.
They say don't rinse after brushing.
Yeah, it's bad. You're getting rid of the
fluoride.
Fluoride. Yeah, on your teeth.
And they say don't even rinse your mouth with mouthwash.
Nope. You should do the mouthwash first.
What?
Mouthwash first and then brush your teeth.
Mouthwash first?
That's what I would do, yeah. The biggest lie ever told is to rinse your mouth.
I know.
Don't do that.
They say don't do that.
You're getting rid of the stuff that's protecting your enamel.
I have dry mouth all day long.
Yeah,
now.
But give it a little bit and then you can take a drink of water.
Jeez.
And you're probably all right.
I don't think I could do that.
Don't do it right away.
Orange? Do you drink orange juice? Today's National Beverage Day.
I used to, but yeah, it's too acidic.
Not so much. Yeah, it is very acidic.
Makes my heart hurt.
Jeez. That's serious.
It's more acid reflux, but it feels like it's my heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tropicana's redesigned its bottles, making them smaller by replacing the 52-ounce jug with the slimmer 46-ounce bottle.
Charges the same price, though.
Yeah, probably. Orange juice has been facing challenges. People are drinking less of it.
Really?
And Tropicana sales have dropped 19%.
Hmm.
Partly due to higher prices and poor harvests.
I wonder why people are drinking less orange juice, though.
Well, I don't know. There's so many other things to drink out there now.
Yeah, that's true. There's 30,000 beverages you can drink.
Got that right. All right.
Talk about a bad industry to try to break into. The beverage industry.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
Nope.
If you're a startup, maybe don't do beverages.
Okay.
Do something else. Do like glasses. Glasses frames.
Okay.
There you go.
Really?
Okay. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
You are throwing random stuff out.
Jeans.
All right. James, you got Swap Shop next hour. Coming your way. Fox News is on the way next on News Talk 930. KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.